Welcome to episode 2 of season 2. Today, you're going to hear a love story about two people on the verge of giving up on the dating scene. Brennan and Alex go on one last date with each other. You're listening to First Sight.
We've been in a relationship for almost 3 years now.
We met at a summer camp.
We met at a mutual friend's house.
And then from there, it was like a friendship that kind of turned into like, whoa, I like you a little bit.
Oh, my first impression was that he was super cute.
Literally, like, the first time that we chatted, she talked to me like we had, like, known each other since, like, kindergarten or something.
So I saw him and I was like, wow, somebody must have brought this kid because he needs to know Jesus.
I'm not embarrassed around her.
I feel like he's one of the only people that I can be myself around.
I love how he cares about people.
I love how she cares to make me lunch.
Well, she harasses me from time to time. She's like, do you even love me?
He smiles and his eyes crinkle up with a side. It's like the cutest thing ever.
I'd say genuine kindness and thoughtfulness, even though he doesn't show it very often.
Right, do you want to go first?
Well, we initially met on Bumble. It's an app. And that was back on Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving evening, I believe, of 2017. So that's when I swiped right, and she apparently swiped right as well. And here I am today. So we met on the app.
Yep, so both of us had been on it for a while. I had kind of been on it just because my friend was, and we were like, well, let's see if anything actually happens. And Brennan had been on it maybe a little longer than that.
Yep.
And we both had dated quite a bit, and we're both kind of sick of dating. So when we finally actually got a date on the calendar in early January, both of us were kind of so sick of dating, we wanted to just cancel the date. Mm-hmm. So I think both of us tried to, like, you know, politely attempt that at least once or twice. But we thought, you know, what's to lose? Let's just give it one last go. And for me, at least, I thought, if this doesn't work out, then I'm done with dating for, like, the next year.
Yeah, I had initially gone on many dates in 2017, so I got the app in January 2017, and for about 11 months, I was going on dates, probably a date or two each month, I would average, and I remember being on the app in November, finally, and thinking to myself, well, if nothing else works out, I'm just going to stop the app and quit for a while. So fast forward to Christmas, and then after Christmas, I had a friend who passed away around that time from high school that I hadn't talked to for 8 years. But that sort of jolted me into living life a bit, and I thought, if I don't ask this person out,
this person being me,
being Alex, what harm will come of it? So I just figured I'll do one last time, and if it doesn't work out, then I'll move on to the next thing. So I was very reserved at first with messaging her, because she was kind of the last person I was messaging. I would only do it, message maybe once every 2 or 3 days, and then she would respond, and then I'd wait. And we both kind of were like that, so it didn't really go anywhere for the whole month of December, and I suppose one could say I was playing hard to get, but I was just tired of going on dates and things having flopped.
But to add into that story is I was leaving for Africa on January 12th, and I thought, why, you know, what do I have to lose here? I was going on this huge trip, and I didn't know what was going to happen, so I thought, you know what, let's just go for it. So we met at this little restaurant in Appleton. Brennan drove up to where I was living at the time, which is about 2 hours away, and I thought, well, if he's willing to drive for lunch, then I guess I should at least meet up with him. But I had been on a bunch of medications to get ready to travel internationally, so I was feverish and didn't look my best, and I showed up in pink tennis shoes and, like, gym clothes in a huge parka.
Like leggings.
Yeah. So I was not trying at all, but Brennan was there early, and he was dressed very nicely, And so I was already self-conscious. But what I liked at first about him was that he just acted so cool, and he acted like we had known each other forever. He was like, hey, glad you can make it.
Which made it very less awkward of a situation when the hostess was seeing us. Yeah. She thought
she wouldn't know we were like a dating app date.
Yeah. So I tried to make it as natural as possible. But it is a testament to how comfortable I was around her at first. Yeah. Alex was kind of a quieter person, I thought, on the first date. And the first date lasted about 3 hours.
But can I interject? I was quiet because he had 7 cups of coffee and he talked nonstop. He told me about how he was on student government in college, and he had gotten this, what would you call it?
Water bottle refilling station unit.
Yes. He passed this major reform in his school to change out some drinking fountains, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so he talked about that. He talked about, like, everything that ever happened.
The air purifier that I have in my apartment.
Yes. So I didn't have a chance to talk that much, which is why you thought I was quiet. Mm.
And, you know, dressed sort of down, wearing gym clothes. I wasn't too sure. I think she kept her jacket on, or she had a billowy type black long sleeve sweatshirt on that you couldn't really see her figure, which maybe she wanted, but
So
I was, you know, I had a very good interest in her because we got along with Seinfeld. That was one of the topics that was brought up. Yes. So we both like Seinfeld.
We both knew we were Christians and that we like Seinfeld and history. I think we knew that.
Yeah. And that was enough combustible chemistry to make things work.
And my first thoughts about Brennan, he reminded me of kind of all the other, like, history buff kind of guys that I knew, which I don't know if that's that's just a statement. I don't know if it's a compliment, but I liked that he just was very sure of himself, and he was very mature, and that I just felt that he treated me well, and I was very comfortable in his presence. And then after the date, I was really concerned about my tire pressure. I know nothing about tires or tire pressure, but because it was like negative 10 with wind chill outside, I was concerned that my car tire pressure was bad. So he took pity on me, and he drove to 3 different gas stations to see if we could refill my tires. Mm. But they were all closed, so we went to gas station. So at the end of the date, I gave him a hug and said thank you. Then I gave him a second hug because I felt like that would indicate, like, I like you. And he picked up on that.
Hugs are important?
Yeah.
Where do I start? Sure, you can tell it.
Yeah. So I knew that I was going to marry Brennan probably since February 2018. Mm. So after a month of dating, I was just like, that's it. I remember I was saying, like, my evening prayers one night, and I just got in bed, and it just, like, hit me. I was like, oh, I'm marrying him. Like, I love him. I'm marrying him. That's what's happening. And I never felt like that way before, ever. And I always kind of, like, poo-pooed people that said, oh, when you know, you know. You know, I just didn't believe that, but all of a sudden, I just knew. So, that's a different story about how I told him I loved him. But anyway, so I had known that I wanted him to propose for about 10 months. So from that point on, I was just waiting for him to propose. And it didn't happen almost all summer. And every weekend of the summer, I would just hope, maybe this weekend. It never happened. My coworkers would ask me every Monday, well, do you have a ring? And I'd say, no. But one weekend, he was adamant that we had to go to the Michigan Dunes, which is, like, what, 4 hours from us? And so I came down to Milwaukee, where he lived, and we got in the car around 8 a.m., started driving, and we got to the dunes, and we went to this beautiful, lookout of all of Lake Michigan and all of the beaches and people. And I thought, oh, this is it, because my hair was done, my makeup was done, I was wearing a cute outfit, nothing. I remember even looking at, like, his pants, like his shorts, to see if there was, like, an outline of a ring in his pocket, but no. So I was like, okay. And then he packed me this beautiful picnic on the beach, and it was all foods that I could eat, and nothing. And then he was like, oh, let's change into our swimsuits and go swimming. And I was like, oh, this is just a nice day at the beach. This is horrible. And so we went swimming, and then he, like, took a nap, and it was getting time to go. And so I was just sitting on the blanket, like, in my bikini, feeling really bad for myself on this beautiful day. And then he was getting a water bottle out of the cooler behind me. And all of a sudden, I heard him say, hey, Al. And he sounded really, like, worried. And I was like, great, now what? And I turn around, and I'm still sitting, mind you. And I just looked at him. I looked at him in the face, and he was kneeling. But because I was sitting, it didn't register with me. And then he kept looking at me. So then I looked down at his hands, and he had this red box with a very big diamond in it. Yeah, so he said, Alex, would you let me be your husband? And it took a minute to register. I was like, what is he asking? And then I realized, yes, yes. And then I made him ask me...
Two other times.
I was like, you're asking if I want to marry you, correct? And he said, yes. So that's how he asked. And then we got in the car, and... because we're both very introspective, and I think we realized how serious the commitment was, we had, like, 4 hours to drive back, and we just had, like, an hour or so of silence, essentially, like, what did we just do?
Yeah.
But after that, it kind of settled in, and we're like, oh, we're getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And then we called his parents, and we then went to see mine, and they already knew, because he had asked for their blessing, so... they're all excited. When I realized I loved him, it was a Sunday night. I had literally just seen him. But I thought, I can't wait an entire week to tell him, because we wouldn't see each other all week because we lived in different cities. So I thought, I need to tell him as soon as possible. So my boss is awesome, and I was like, hey, I just need to go to Milwaukee tonight. This is Monday and the day after. And I said, I just need to go to Milwaukee. Just can I work through lunch? Leave early. She was like, sure, whatever. I don't care. And so I hop in the car at 4 p.m., start down the highway. And I was like, all right, I'm going to tell him I love him and it'll be fine. He hadn't told me he loved me yet, but I was just like, I need to tell him. So I am about 20 minutes outside of Milwaukee, and I was like, what am I doing, this is a horrible idea, he's gonna tell me he hates me, it's just bad. And so then I called my mom, and I was like, what am I doing? And she said, no, this is totally unlike you, so this must actually be legitimate. So she gave me a little pep talk, and I arrived about probably 8 blocks from his apartment, but I forgot exactly which building he lived in, and he lives on this super busy street in Milwaukee. So I just parked at the soonest parking spot I could find, and then, like, huffed it all the way to his building. And I told him he was gonna get a delivery to his lobby, so he had to be in his lobby at 6 p.m. And he was thinking, for whatever reason, that it was gonna be a chair. He thought I'd ordered him a chair in Wayfair. I'm not quite sure why. But
Wayfair is nice.
Yeah, so he was sitting in the lobby, and then I called him, and I was, like, on the other side of the door. And were you surprised?
I was very surprised. I was waiting in the lobby with my phone, thinking, okay, what's being delivered? And I was dressed from work still, because I was cleaning my apartment, and it was kind of messy. So when I saw her, I was a little shocked because I wasn't prepared for her to come up and see my apartment. And at the same time, I was also excited to see her. And then she came up, and from that point...
well, then I got really nervous, and I thought, I can't tell him. So I just started doing his dishes, And he was like making his bed or something. And I was like, I just drove 2 hours to do this guy's dishes. What am I doing? And so we both love Seinfeld, as we've said. And I had this book called Seinfeldia. And I'd written in the front page of the book, I love you, Brennan. And so, because I knew I would chicken out. So I just had him sit down on the couch and I just gave it to him. And I was like, look at the front page. And it sounds really lame now. But he looked at it and then he kissed me. And I kind of took that as, oh my goodness, he doesn't love me. And he's just kissing me to mask that. But then after that, he told me that he loved me too. So that was good.
Leading up to that, I would ask her, when people really like each other, what happens after that?
And then I wouldn't say anything because we were like driving or something. And I'm like, I'm not going to tell him I love him just driving down the road. That's lame.
So I was going to wait for her first to say it. An action or a mindset. I think having a communicative mindset has always been on my radar with it. Just saying things, even if other people might be sheepish about saying those things, I've always just kind of said what I wanted and told her. So I think that was good from the first beginning stage of our dating, mm-hmm. because I was very comfortable with her, and I never really was. I might have been not myself at first, but I kind of was myself. And I was very comfortable around her, so communicating is also has been a very big theme with my relationship with her.
Yeah, and I think when people look at us, like, we met, got engaged, and got married all within a year, essentially. And, you know, some people kind of vocalize, like, how do you do that? Like, how do you know who you're marrying? But I think both of us, we waited for the person that we had, you know, been praying and hoping for. And so I had this specific list in my head of, I want a man that prays for me, you know, without my prompting, but that's just his nature. And I want someone who thinks I'm funny and who is funny and, that my friend, like, I wanted specific friends to approve of him. And when that happened, so anyway, because I think we were holding out and being very selective about who we were serious about, that was helpful. And just trusting that that would be provided eventually. But then when we were actually together, I think, like Brennan said, just saying what's on your mind. Like, if there's something that you need to talk through from either your past or just something that you're experiencing or thinking through now, I'm not one to say, well, it's not romantic to, you know, bring up difficult things, or, you know, it's too hard. I would say get it out there, and that person loves you, so they're going to hear you through, and, you know, they want to know what's on your mind, so just talk through that. So I think we were able to, you know, get engaged and get married within a year just because we were totally on the same page every step of the way.
One thing that I really enjoy of the change is having the ability to be with her, you know, morning, noon, and night, and not having to go home after our dates, that we can just be together finally. So that was one of the biggest changes, getting married, mm-hmm. and doing things together like that, or road trips or things like that. I mean, obviously with dating, we tried to do it on the straight and narrow path, and at the end road is getting married. And with that, all these other experiences that you can do that are much more fulfilling rather than how we were before.
And I think just on a personal level, at least for me, it was, you know, before we were together and when we were just beginning to date, you know, I was very new in my career and I had recently graduated from college, and I was in a new city, so there's constant change and change and change. And it was just so sweet to have something that was so reliable and so constant, that being Brennan, in my day-to-day. And I also can tend to be like an anxious person. So having him there, and he knows me, and he knows, you know, when to just listen or when to say, hey, I think you just need to pray about this and stop being so silly, has been really nice. I don't know if that answers the question of, you know, how our relationship has changed, but it's how I've changed in our relationship. I think, well, when we got engaged and we knew we were going to get married, the number one thing we wanted people to see in our wedding ceremony, and then after that, our marriage, is Christ, I guess, the gospel. Just seeing how a husband and wife and like the marriage between them exemplifies Christ and his church. And so like the primary message with our wedding ceremony was, you know, the love of God and how that we want that to kind of then exude from our marriage. So something we talked about a lot leading up to it and now is just having a home that's hospitable and welcoming to any and all, so that, you know, we can just love on them, and then hopefully, you know, they like us and can see the love of God in us and between us.
All of what she said, and also a functional couple that people can be friends with.
Yeah.
When I took her up to Door County, Wisconsin, in early February of last year, of 2018, it was a road trip, so it was more like an hour and a half drive to get up there from the Green Bay area where I was meeting her and my parents live. And we had stopped at places on the side of the road that was like a cheese stand and a winery. And she knew Door County like the back of her hand. And I knew at that point that she was very special. And you don't always find those types of people. And
we had both vacationed there as kids.
We had both vacationed there as kids. So we all had these memories that we could combine and say, well, I've been there. Well, I've been there also. So it was a very special day. It was very cold. It was in the winter. There was snow on the ground. And I believe we had pizza later that night at a restaurant up there, mm-hmm. among other places, coffee shops and whatnot. So I knew then that I wanted to invest more time into her. And that's kind of the beginning formations of my serious intentions, I would say. Mm-hmm. And she had braids that day. So I was really into her braids. I really like her braids.
Yeah, and added on to that, throughout the whole year, so when I got back from Africa, I had the weirdest health year of my life, and it was just kind of a roller coaster of not feeling good, drinking, what was it, Pepto-Bismol out of a bottle at a John Foreman concert, and just like weird, gross healthier. And Brennan just like stuck it out. Like that date, I felt horrible after I got pizza. And he just let me sleep and stuck it out, which is another reason why I was like, if he can see me like this and still like wanna be here, that's good. But I'm all good now, so that's nice too.
So it all went back to the Door County day.
Yeah.
We do quote Seinfeld to each other. It might be me initiating that more than she does. Yeah. I also make, when I'm very comfy and cozy in bed or on a couch and I don't want to get up to get something, I will make little sounds to make myself sound more helpless.
He makes these
helpless.
Weird, like, cozy noises.
Yeah, little cozy sounds, and she'll then get me water.
Or 28-year-old grown man, and he makes these cozy noises.
She makes a very comfortable home, what can I say? So we do things like that.
Like that's just me serving you.
No, it's very good. And she goes above and beyond serving things, and I feel very guilty not always reciprocating, but she's very selfless that way. Some other things we do,
We quote.
We like food.
Yeah, we quote a lot of TV. We watched all three seasons of The Office over our honeymoon. and we both really enjoy food, so I think it's more things we do together. I'm not a really big pet name person, so I don't really have that for him, but he always calls me Al. That's something I always liked. That was cute.
Unless I'm with others, then I'll try to use more of a formal name. Alex.
Yeah. Very formal.
Let's see, anything else that I do? When we work and have thing, like when we were setting our apartment up here, it was a bachelor pad, and she needed to kind of retrofit it in a way that was comfortable for her. So I remember we would work as a team very well in tandem with each other, and she would be doing things, I would be doing things, and we'd both be asking each other what else could be done. And it was we partner well together in that regard. So that's very good as well. Some couples might not be the best with that, but that's one of the things that I've enjoyed. Was unique to us, I think.
I think one of the more notable things about our relationship that people have actually commented on is that whatever we're doing, we just prefer to be doing it together. So that's kind of like our signature thing. We're just constantly together, which might just be obnoxious.
Maybe it'll air out after a few years.
We actually just had a conversation the other day, and somehow it got brought up. I was like, well, you know, we're not always going to go grocery shopping together. Sometimes I'll go on my own. And Brennan was, like, offended. He was like, you would go without me?
I like sauntering around the store, pushing the cart, not necessarily having to think what to get, but I just like being there.
Yeah, and I like to have someone pushing the cart so I can, like, speed all over the store and get a bunch of different things.
I also like to people watch.
Yeah.
We like Fish Creek. We like Door County.
I don't think that'll mean anything to people.
Maybe some people will get it. We like each other.
I guess that's it then.
Thank you guys so much for listening. As usual, it is up on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe. You can rate it. You can review it. Please do that. It helps me so much. And thank you guys again. See you in the next episode.